My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Week 2 in the NFL, and an important week for both the Jets and Giants. And I'm looking at the Jets, BT, because of the expectations. We'll get to the Giants coming up in a little bit. I'm looking at the Jets because of the expectations and the importance of this week, too. Short week, awful performance Monday night. Yes, great to see Aaron Rodgers back. That's the most important thing. If the Jets don't stomp the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, it will be to me a major disappointment and maybe even more of a reality check than the rude awakening that they had Monday night was in week one. You want to say a little rust, you want to say the Niners are just at a different level. The Tennessee Titans are not at that level. If the Jets are to be talked about like a playoff team, a Super Bowl team, a division winning team, they better go out there and stomp the Titans in Tennessee, where I know you'll be on Sunday.
I'll be there, and I got to be honest, I don't care if they win 13-7. I am not wrapped up in the aesthetics, how this thing looks, or, you know, mopping. And I did use that word earlier in the week, but I've changed my tune here. I think what a lot of people are missing, I don't agree, Sal. Now, don't get me wrong. I get back on that flight Sunday night coming back to Newark, and the Jets win 34-7, your partner's going to be pretty giddy. I got it. I'd love to see Aaron Rodgers toss three touchdowns and the running game get on track and the defense, you know, make Will Levis look as bad as he looked against Chicago Bears in week one. I would like that. I don't need that. I think what everybody's missing, and I'm going to lead the parade of change here. Can we give this team a little time to evolve into the elite team that they could be? I don't know if they'll be an elite team. I think they'll be a playoff team. And by the way, the Bills look a little bit better than I thought. We'll get to the Tua stuff later. I know. Yeah. I got you. There's a lot of moving parts in the NFL, but we get so wrapped up in you got to destroy a bad team. First of all, Tennessee's not even that bad, number one. And the Jets have been thrown together. They've got a new left tackle. You know, they've got Rodgers, who, in my opinion, is new. He's pretty much new. You got these new Mike Williams. You've got to get him involved in the flow here. Just win the game.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, BT, but I'm not the one who started talking about the Super Bowl parades. So where is this? So why now, after they got embarrassed week one and now ahead of week two against an opponent that they should beat? You can talk up the Titans all you want. Titans aren't any good. You see their quarterback against the Bears in week one? Now, again, I know it's week one. Hey, the Jets are 4.5-point favorites. Or the last I checked, they were 4.5-point favorites.
It's been bet down to 3.5. Okay, money's coming in on Tennessee.
Fine. Jets are 3.5-point favorites on the road.
Yep.
They're supposed to be a Super Bowl team, supposed to be a division winning team. You were sitting here saying 12, 13 wins.
I said 11 or 12. Okay, I never said 13.
fine. 11-12.
I still believe that.
Everybody's saying, oh, over the 9.5 is a layup. 12-win team. 11-12 win team. Some people saying 12-13. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to go into week two and lower the expectations. Hey, Mike Williams just getting going. It's a new offensive line. It's a new quarterback, essentially. Yeah, well, these are all things that we all knew all offseason long. Why then are people talking Super Bowl?
Well, those are two very different things. Lowering the bar and me not meeting you at the point where you think the Jets need to destroy the Titans, that's one thing. I'm not lowering the bar where I'm saying that it's okay if the Jets lose.
Right.
I mean, if the Jets lose, I'm going to go nuts on Monday.
But don't you think that they have to, and again, I'm not even talking about necessarily covering the spread. Like, that's a totally different
conversation.
Forget
about the spread.
Yeah. I'm talking, and I'm not even, like, you don't have to win by 20 points or 15 points. There is no point thing. For me, it's about how they look. This Jets defense that got dominated in week one needs to dominate the Titans. You want to say there's going to be some rust on the offensive end?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I'm not saying the Jets are going to go out there and pace them 35-10. It might happen. Who knows? But I want to see a convincing, hey, an improvement off of week one. The defense certainly dominate. And that, to me, is something that is necessary to see for a team that wants to win the division, you know, in a division that can be, you saw what Buffalo's been, you know what they've been for a long time. You know, and again, maybe a different story. We could get to that a little bit later on, go around the league a little bit, or talk about the Bills specifically last night to the Dolphins. But the Jets have a long way to go here. A dominating performance, at least from the defense, would go a long way in week two.
Listen, I'm just saying that Tennessee is... they're not the Carolina Panthers. Now, Will Levis is not going to be the guy long-term, I don't think. But understand the Titans allowed less than 3 yards per carry, week one, which was the lowest total in week one. So they stopped the run. All right, now Chicago, it's a rookie quarterback. We'll see. All right, but still, the Jets need to prove that they can run the ball, which they didn't against San Francisco. Obviously a different monster, San Francisco versus Tennessee. But Tennessee early showed they could stop the run. And they also showed the ability to run the ball because Tony Pollard ran for 82 yards and a little bit more than 5 yards a carry. So Titans ran the ball. They stopped the run. I'm just sending out that warning flare. Jet fans can do whatever they want. I mean, obviously, you can think whatever you want. I'm just saying that as long as the Jets find a way to win the game, that's all that matters. If it's going to be the season that we hope it's going to be, I am okay with steady, slow, incremental progress.
Fair enough. And it might be, and maybe I'm a little sensitive to what happened last year because they were finding ways to win games last year, but it was not pretty at all, and it was nothing you could believe in. So, yeah, a win is a win. You want to get a win, but they can't back into a win and be okay with it if you're trying to win a division. So when I say they have to come out there and stomp them, I mean the Jets should look. There should be no doubt Sunday when that game ends who the more dominant team on the football field is. Not all the Jets escaped with one. You know, the Jets got away with one. It was a close game. The Titans almost went. Like, no taking advantage of just their bad play. The Jets need to look at some point here early on this season like a legitimate playoff contender. They looked anything but in week one. And you can chalk it up to just, it's week one. It's the 49ers.
Yep.
Coaching disparity, whatever it may be. And there are a lot of excuses that we made for this team. But it was ugly. And if they don't fix that, you know, Sala said, defense, not a problem, we will fix it. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is at least the one element I need to see dominance in. Will Levis and the Titans should not be able to move the football on the almighty big-time Jets defense. That's not something that should need time to gel, because it was in place last year, and I still think overrated, but it was in place last year. There should be no excuse to why the Jets defense cannot dominate that game Sunday, and I think if they do, the offense should do enough to where it will be a 10-point, double-digit game, whatever it may be.
Now, that part I agree with here. I'm going to give the offense a little more time to get some cohesion here. But the defense should not look soft. The defense should not look slow. And the defense should not look inept, which they did against Niners. I don't think that they will, but if they do, that's a different level of concern. And I would definitely agree with that. The chances of this paralleling what I'm about to reference is fairly minute.
Right.
My all-time favorite Jets season, you know which one. We almost played your team in the Super Bowl, 98, okay? The Jets went 12-4. They won their first East divisional title. How did that season start? They lost in San Francisco week one. Garrison Hurst, 96-yard run when he ran right by Mo Lewis and some others. Boom in overtime. And then they lost the next game. So the Jets started that season 0-2. Now, the big difference is, Bill Parcells. I know. Bill Parcells is cooking up whatever he's cooking up. And as the Jets were getting knocked around here, I'm sure in the paper. I mean, I wasn't on the air. I was just out of college. But on the shows and in the papers and all the other stuff, I'm sure that they're, because they were a winning team the previous year as well. They went 9-8, the Jets. 9-7, 16-game season. So the thought was they should take that next step, and they were 0-2. I don't know if this will parallel it. Now, if this team starts 0-2, my conviction that they can become the team that I still envision them becoming, it won't completely go away, because then at that point I would think that they would mop the Pats on Thursday at home and start to score some points, whatever. But understand, we make so much of each game. Yep. And I understand why, because there's not 162 or 82 of them like the Yanks and the Mets and the Rangers and the Knicks and the Nets, etc. There's 17 games to react to. Just win.
And I'll kind of meet you in the middle, too. I don't believe if the Jets lose the game, the season is over. But I do believe if the Jets lose the game or don't look dominant, that we need to stop with the Super Bowl and even the division stuff. Like, then maybe this team is going to be a wild card team and a team that's going to be fighting for the last wild card spot or a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
If they get their stuff together, like, they could very easily lose this game and then beat the Pats. You know, a big time effort Thursday night home opener, follow it up with a win against the Broncos and Vikings, and all of a sudden beat a 3-2. Now, is that going to be good enough? 3-2 for a team that people said 12, 13 wins, division wins, Super Bowl, taking on the Bills? Maybe not. I mean, the Jets have a nice landing spot after these first two games where they come home for, you know, a few games, or the London game, whatever it may be.
That's week 5.
In the middle, yeah. But they could still do some damage here. I just need to see. There's a lot of talk about the Jets. A lot of talk. Going back to last year, in season with the defense. This year, certainly the buildup. And we've seen so far, we've heard the talk, but what we've seen was they got run over and steamrolled. The Titans are not the 49ers. Like, there's no excuse to me for a less than effort from the Jets. Things happen. You could lose a football game, sure, and not have the season be over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they lose this football game, and they don't, even if they win and they don't look dominant winning, at least in the defensive aspect, you could forget the division talk and the Super Bowl talk, and then you just become about, hey, can we get the season back on track and go out there and make the postseason?
I mean, it is a long season, and we'll get to this later. What do you think they're saying down in Miami about their prospects? That's a team
this season's over.
Well, I mean, likely, unfortunately for Tua, but that's a team that we thought would win double-figure games. Yep. Who knows what happens with them? Listen, you know what's crazy? As much, think about the airtime devoted to Aaron Rodgers on this station. Yep. Since the thought that he might come here, literally up until this moment, it's overwhelming. I would rather see the Jets win 13-6 and the offense look eh, than win 34-31. That's a point that I am with you. Now they got to win a game.
Yeah.
That defense needs to look a whole hell of a lot better.
888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It has to be the defense. We said that even last. Now, it's great that you have the quarterback because Aaron Rodgers will give you a chance. But this team is built on their defense. That is why nobody looks at the offense outside of the quarterback and says, well, this is going to be a great offense. Yeah, they have Garrett Wilson, who's still developing and still learning here as a young player. Finally has a real quarterback to throw him the football. Hall, same thing. I know people overhype. Oh, the best running back in the game. He can be an explosive back, sure. I mean, he's still got a lot to prove as well. Do it from start to finish, healthy of year. Not fumble the football, not get hurt.
That's fair.
Man, I like all, but again, we need to actually see it play out here with the Jets. But their strength, no issue about it, should be their defense. They got run over, they got embarrassed, they got steamrolled on Monday night against a superior team. The head coach is a defensive guy. He said it's not a problem, it's an easy fix. If they can't dominate Will Levis, like, all the things you're saying about the Titans are fine if you're the Bears or the Giants, or whatever. This is the Jets we're talking about. And I may disagree with the division talk, the Super Bowl talk, you know, even the playoffs to a certain extent, until we see it. The defense is something that, even if I think it's overrated, it is legit. And that should be something that no question dominates a team like the Tennessee Titans. Even if they're improved, even if they're okay, still, this is a top defense that we should be talking about here.
The one warning that I'm going to issue, and we do this, and I'm guilty of this as well, when you don't have, you know, top-of-mind name recognition, you know, like when the Jets play the Bills, you know their weapons. You know, when the Giants play the Cowboys, you know their abundance of weapons, so on and so forth. Tennessee's lumped in there as a team below the radar, you know, certainly below the Texans in the division perceptually, and we don't know a ton of their names. I'm telling you, Jet fans, this is going to be a tough game.
Oh,
do not expect to sit down. Again, it will be an amazing gift, But don't expect to sit down on your couch or in the stadium with me and others on Sunday and say, ah, this team's inept. The Jets are going to win 33-6. It's not fair, and it's not plausible because it could happen, but it's not likely. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Tennessee. The late money's coming out on the Titans for a reason. It's their home opener. The Jets' defense didn't look good. What Tennessee does well, the Jets in a small sample this year have not proven to do well. Just win the game. Get back on that plane and with win number one.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
And if they lose?
It's going to depend how they lose.
All right.
That's almost the easy way out. If they lose, then the Patriots game is an absolute must win.
Yeah.
It changes the perception. I'll be all over the coach. Like, the coach cannot allow them to lose.
Right.
Parcells would not.
Like, they
Coughlin would not. I don't even think Herb would. Like, a Herm Edwards team would be ready to win this game. Win the game.
If the defense does not show signs of dominance and dominate Will freaking Levis, we could be in for a long season here, even with the schedule being what it may. I'm not saying the season's over, I can't make the playoffs. I need to see a dominant defense. If you do see the dominant defense, then you can take a deep breath and say, okay, 12 wins, division, still should be in play. Let's see how it plays out head-to-head against the Bills. I need to see the Jets defense dominate. James is in North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up, James?
Oh, you're calling on me to start the show. I mean, listen, I love your conversation. I was lucky enough to be on the field for every game that Rex Ryan coached, so I got to photograph the Jets all those seasons. And I tell you something, I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but if Sanchez could lead the Jets as quarterback to back-to-back AFC championships and have that kind of defense, which they had, which is incredible, they also had a great offensive line. You're 100% right. If they can't make the playoffs with the defense that they're supposed to have, we don't know yet if they have it, Aaron Rodgers could be a pedestrian quarterback, which he's not, there's no doubt about that. He could be a game manager, which no one wants to ever say he is because he's not. He could be a window thrower. I'm throwing all those terms out. I think some of them are kind of corny. But and you're right. If they can't make the playoffs right now, there's something wrong with the defense. And I don't know.
But we're not even talking about the playoffs, James, and thank you for the call. Not yet. I mean, I've referenced the playoffs. I'm talking about week two. This is a game the Jets, all the hype, all the talk. You know, this is not the 49ers where I gave them a mulligan or a little bit of a bye. All right. At least Rodgers came out healthy and looked sharp. That, to me, was the most important thing.
Fairly sharp.
Yeah,
not incredible.
No, right, okay, but still.
I want to see him look a little sharper.
Defense looked as bad as you can look.
Awful.
And we ripped them for that, but also understanding that it was, you know, and again, I'm not trying to make excuses because they talk a tough game and then they got their steamrolled there. It was week one. It was the Niners. That's got to get fixed now. And the head coach said it, BT. That's what I'm looking to see dominate Sunday, and I believe if they do, they will. It's not going to be a 13-6 game. I really do believe that the defense dominates the Titans like they should. The Jets should win this game going away.
If I had to put down a score, I mean, what does it really mean? I mean, in my gut, I'm kind of feeling right now, maybe 24-13, something like that.
Right, okay.
Nothing nuts.
Yeah.
And if the Jets win, you know, in the neighborhood of that score, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah.
Come home, wax the Pats, get to 2-1, take care of the Broncos, go to London, and you've got the tarmac to a very prosperous season, which I believe they're going to have.
I mean, what is the Titans over-under number for the year? All of a sudden now we're going to be high on the Titans.
Like, I'm just telling you, Sal, they're better than you think.
Yeah.
They have a good offensive line.
Levis is a quarterback.
I understand that.
And they blew a 17-0 lead.
But they were
Chicago.
Good enough to take a 17-0 lead on the road.
Man, they gave it up.
I understand.
And it's also the Bears, who I don't think are as good as the Jets, or at least aren't supposed to be as
Me
good
neither.
As the Jets.
Me neither.
Some people think that they are.
I'm just saying they're not the Panthers. They're not the Giants. Like, I think Tennessee.
What about the Pats?
Sorry, Giants fans.
Pats beat the Bengals week one.
Yep.
I mean, we've been saying for weeks, well, that's a layup game. That's going to be a gimme game. Now, ahead of week three, we're going to be like, well, you know what? Maybe the Pats aren't as bad as we thought. Like,
well, I do think the Pats will finish, you know, top five, top six. I think they're going to be bad. I think what it is, I think maybe some people, maybe I've done this before others have, recalibrate what you perceive the NFL to be. You know, the days of showing up with the quote-unquote superior team and just waxing. And, you know, I'm not saying that you're not going to have some blowouts. Look at Carolina or the Saints, 47-10, week one. And the Saints are good, not great. Panthers are a doormat. They stink. So you will have some of those uneven games. But I think with the NFL, the way, you know, it just the way it's gone the last 5, 6, 7, 10 years, I don't think you count anything as a blowout until you actually get the blowout. Right. Just give me a win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that theory, but the way that the Jets talked about the season, or not even just Jets themselves, media, fans, all the hype, my goodness, if they don't have an impressive, dominant-like performance against Tennessee, it is going to, to me, at least, I mean, it's already bad getting off to a bad start with week one. But in Tennessee, it's not Brock Purdy. It's not Shanahan they're going up against here. Titans may be better than some people thought. There's a reason the Jets are 3.5.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Point favorite on the road. Defense needs to go out there and dominate.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan on this Football Friday ahead of Week 2. We'll have Nick Costos later on. We'll have our Perfect Parlay pick segment later as well. We'll do the Giants coming up at 11 o'clock. Recap Tua and the Bills last night as well. Let's get back to the phones here, BT, about the Jets. When are you leaving? Saturday? You leaving tomorrow to go to Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm leaving Saturday, and we'll host the dinner tomorrow night, and then obviously the tailgate, the game, and come back late Sunday night.
Okay, so you'll be back Sunday night, be back in studio Monday.
I'll be here Monday. All right. I'll be here Monday. I'll either be happy or I'll be unhappy.
This is, come on now. I don't know. I'll be happy. The expectations
I feel
here.
Good. I'm just trying to dial down your expectation. I don't need a 43-6 win.
Because
you started this, for those who missed it, you started and you kind of
dominate. I want them to dominate.
I do too. But, like, you know, again, the optics of the win to me are less important than, you know, the coach showing that he was able to get this team to click in during practice this week after they got their face kicked in on national TV and just bag win number one.
Right.
That's it.
By the way, for me, I was thinking about this yesterday because we got into, you know, whether it's the Yankee win from two nights ago. I was like, yeah, all right, big deal. Same thing with last night. Like, they won an extra inning.
Oh, here we go,
no, please. It's a nice win. But I'm consistent in that. Even with the bad loss for the Jets, to me, it wasn't about the loss. It's not about the result. It's about how they look.
Me too with the Jets, Niners.
Right.
Me too.
Okay.
With
fine.
That one.
So, but I'm just trying to say, same thing last year. We went back to week one. It wasn't about the Jets win over the Bills, which was great, but about the reality of the situation or even the Jets wins early on in the year. It was about how they looked. To me, that's most important. The Jets in this game on the road, you want to be a championship team. I didn't make this up. I mean, the Jets and Super Bowl have been a conversation since Aaron Rodgers became a member of the Jets.
And the odds back that up.
Correct. If you want to be taken seriously, whether it's to win the division, be a 12-win team, you know, talk about Super Bowl conversation, the Titans may be better than people think as far as just dismissing them.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw them cough one up week one. And again, I'm not putting too much stock in that week one. Will Levis is the quarterback. Like, if, you know, whatever, Joe Burrow were the quarterback in Cincinnati, a down team, I'd expect the Jets defense to go in there and dominate because they're supposed to be a great defense. So do I need to see 41-3? No, but I need to see them look like a team that at least shows signs of potential dominance here with the expectations that they had. All right, 888-808-1019. Pablo is in Tampa. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, good morning, BC and Kyle. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Listen, lifelong Jet fan, I do believe the Jets will bounce back, but realistically, and we all drank the Kool-Aid because we're hungry to win. We're hungry to see something great. We have to give the offense some time to gel together and get their timing. You touched on it the other day as far as the 49ers offense. They've been running that offense for a while. You have players that have been in that system. This is something different for our offense. I still believe in Aaron Rodgers. But I won't give the defense the same pass, and I hold Salah and the defensive coordinator accountable because they were in San Francisco. You know what that offense is like, how that offense runs. How could you let the offense run all over you, especially in the second half? I didn't see any adjustments. Agree or disagree, I don't give them a pass as far as the defense is concerned.
They looked awful. They looked awful, and I do think that the Jets defense will be a little less dominant than they were a year ago. I that's an early read. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be an accurate one, and the hope has to be that the increase in offense, which was completely non-existent last year, is enough to offset that.
Now, what makes you think that?
I don't think they're going to stop the run nearly as well as they did. They are a little light up front. The guy, forget about the whole Hassan Reddick, Bryce Huff thing. That's what people focus on, which I get it. You know, the splash plays, the sacks, the blitzes, the sexy stuff. Yep. Understood. They lost a couple of horses, one of whom is John Franklin Myers up front. That just allows them to eat up space. And, you know, hey, first and 10, handoff, oh, you got a yard and a half. All right, it's basically second and 8 or second and 9, whatever it is. You know, instead of that, you're going to have a lot of, oh, there's 4 yards, there's 5, there's 6. Now it's second and 4, which opens up the playbook. I think that's going to be a problem for the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, it better not be. If that is the case, they are in big-time trouble. Eddie is calling from Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning,
thanks
Eddie.
Take my call.
You got it,
Eddie. I just want to touch on something. The Jets, number one offense on the defense on the planet, number 4, number whatever. Let's just remember that in 2021, the Jets were dead last in defense. Now, why they were dead last, I don't know. But why were they so much better in 22 and 23? It's because the whole league knew that we had absolutely no quarterback. Therefore, they dialed it back on offense on the other team, and they didn't have to.
Eddie, hold on a sec. Eddie, that's a popular theory. I think it's, I mean, I don't want to say asinine, but I think it's wildly off base. Now, you said, where were the Jets ranked in defense in 2021? Was Sauce on that team?
No, he wasn't.
Was DJ Reed on that team?
No.
Was Quinnen Williams quite the player that he is now, a superstar?
No, but he was
Michael Carter, who, by the way, is one of the best slot corners in football, was he on the team?
No.
Okay.
You're making points. I get
what I'm saying, and I appreciate you digging deep into the theory bag, if you will, and I know what you mean. I'm just refuting it because the reason why the Jets' defense is better is because they have better players. It's really that simple. Now, what he was saying, for those who maybe didn't connect the dots, well, the Jets' defense is better now because they know that they have no offense, so why would the opposing offenses do anything special because they know that the Jets' offense is not going to score more than 13 or 16 points. I think you're overthinking it. The Jets are better defensively because they got better players, period.
It's the NFL. Like, anything could happen any single week. You think teams are looking at the Jets saying, well, we know they can't score any points. So, talking about last year or whatever, 2 years ago. Oh, we know they can't score any points. We're going to go out there and just half-ass it offensively. Absolutely not. No way. What, are you kidding me? That's not the case at all. I mean, come on, these teams are giving games away? That'd be foolish. And by the way, the Jets did win some of those games anyway. So, or came close against Kansas City.
Well, 2021,
I forget
how many. He's talking about 2021, though.
Yeah.
It's just the disparity in numbers and the difference. Listen, I do think that there's an element of conservatism, or conservative play, I should say, when you really know that the opposing team can't do anything. I'm going to liken it to intentionally walking a star. Like, it's not the best parallel football to baseball, but, you know, a Judge gets walked a lot when he's not hitting that. Yeah. You got 16 games. Come on, Judge, can you hit a home run? It's almost October here, buddy. We love you, but wake up. I've got to keep it real. Wake up. And when you pitch around Judge to get to whatever's behind you, if whatever's behind you isn't very dominant or dangerous, well, that's one approach. So you are a little so it's a response by the opposition. So I understood the point of the last call.
Well, look, if you just for
why are you going to throw the ball 40 times if your opponent back in 2021 if you know that the Jets can't score 13 points?
But you say that about anybody. Why would you throw the football if you don't have to? So you run it until they make you throw it, generally, is the old philosophy. I know it's changed a little bit, but still, if you're running on the Jets, let's say, in 2021, why do you throw it if you don't have to? It's not about, well, they can't be. I mean, in-game, if they're not doing enough, then are you running, you know, exotic plays? Maybe not, but that's not why the Jets have a better defense the last 2 years.
No, I just named five players, and I'm probably missing a few.
Yeah, Eric is in Riverville, New Jersey.
C.J. Mosley's one.
Yeah.
He was on the team. Yep, go ahead.
What's happening, boys? How we doing?
What's up, man?
Happy Friday. Happy almost Jets Sunday Night Football. Looking forward to it. And you guys, man, you covered a lot of it, and I completely agree with you.
Sunday Night Football this year. What are you doing?
1 p.m.
I mean, this week? Yeah, 1 o'clock. Actually, both the Jets and Giants, it sucks for me. They're both at 1 o'clock. Oh, I hate that.
They are at 1 this Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, then they have Thursday night. Yeah.
Are you a Jets fan? Wait.
Yes, I am.
How do you not know what time they play?
Oh, Eric.
Eric. Come on, man.
It's a fair. I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
At least
he's taking accountability.
Go ahead,
Eric.
I mean, maybe too much caffeine this morning, a little hyped up. But as far as the Jets go in the defense, I mean, I hope you are wrong, BT, because if that's the case and their front seven are going to be a problem, then we've got a really big problem on our hands. And that's where it comes down to me this Sunday. Like, yeah, I agree that the Titans, they're not great, but their offensive line is the real deal.
Yes,
their offensive line is not bad.
I know.
And they also got Tony Pollard, who is not a joke either. So, the run is a problem. And to me, like, it was funny, actually. I don't know if you saw what Quinnen Williams said, but he took a page out of your book, BT, and he said that the Jets defense needs to earn the right.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The quarterback.
He must be a big fan of BT and Sal. He knows what's going on, Big Q. That boy.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Thank you for the call, Eric. We appreciate you checking in. Here's the bottom line. The Jets are billed to be a great defense. That is the one thing that should be legitimate about this team. To be a great defense, you've got to stop the run. You cannot be considered a good defense if you don't stop the run. They've got to be able to stop the run. Whether it's the Niners, which they didn't, whether it's the Titans, which we'll find out in week two, whoever it may be, I don't care. If you want to be considered a top defense, you've got to stop the run.
I think it's a good point. I do think some teams now, the modern NFL, throw to pass rather than run to open up the pass. I think it's flipped a little bit, not entirely. But
see what the Bills did last night?
Yeah, I know.
We'll get into
true.
Them. I want to save that for a little bit later, but anyway.
They look dangerous. I think that the while the game has changed, it hasn't changed that much. I mean, if you can't line up and you can't, you know, push the other team back here and there, and I don't just mean on like fourth and one or third and short, whatever, just over the course of four quarters and not get gashed, you don't have to give up 2.8 yards a carry, but you cannot give up five or five change and then be forced to put an extra man in the box and now take a strength, which is the second and the third level, being more vulnerable because you got to put an extra guy up front because you're light. The thing, though, with Douglas, and it's getting overlooked here because we focused just on Reddick, the middle of that D-line. What he did to bring in Reddick. We're focused on Reddick. Where is he? Is he coming in? You know, but they lost guys who weaken this defense. And not enough people are saying that.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first call to correctly identify yesterday's turning point of the game at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. Before we get back to the calls here, BT, and we'll get to the Giants coming up at 11. We'll get to Tua from last night. A lot of stuff working baseball as well. On the Jets, though, we'll get back to the Jets calls here in a second. Do you have more confidence this Sunday going into this game? Hey, win or not, whatever we're talking about. I want to see dominance. You just want to see a win. Fine. Mm-hmm. Are you more confident in Rodgers and the offense or the Jet defense going into Sunday?
I think the defense bounces back nicely, and I do think the offense looks a lot better. So my first answer is both. I think the Jets get a fairly balanced game and, you know, represent both sides of the ball well. If I had to really choose one, I might say the offense, just based on what Tennessee is going to do well. Their offensive line's good. Pollard runs well. They're a ball control team.
I can't believe you're this worried about the Jets defense.
I'm worried about the run defense.
What happened?
I'll tell you, a couple of guys left the building.
You knew this before going into the season.
I think I miscalculated, quite frankly. Honestly, I'll own that.
And even after watching the Niners, we both kind of gave... Well, no, I shouldn't say we both gave him a pass because we did criticize the defense.
100% we criticized them.
We gave him a pass for the loss, just saying it's the Niners, it's week one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. But we criticized the defense. All right, so... Maybe miscalculation in the offseason and then watching them get steamrolled against the Niners? This is the Niners. They run on everybody.
Well, but it wasn't McCaffrey. It was their backup.
Yeah, well.
Let's also incorporate that. No, I'm not changing the expectations. I think the Jets are a playoff team, and I think the Jets really have a chance to do big things. I've said that from the summer. I said that last year.
No, but the defense, I'm shocked that you're not as confident. Like, I would say...
I don't think it's a top three defense.
I'm expecting...
I don't think it's a top three defense. That defensive line, they got two or three guys who probably don't belong there.
Oh, this is going to be a problem.
I'm
expecting the Jets defense to dominate the Titans.
I'm not.
Now, again, I'm not watching film and breaking down the Titans in the trenches. I saw the Jets get mauled in the trenches. Could that happen? Sure. But based on everything we've heard, all the talk from the Jets, knowing what Saleh is, knowing what the defense has been, if they don't dominate Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans defensively... That's going to be a problem.
Now, they're going to look better just because, first of all, Tennessee's not as good. And scheme-wise, right. I mean, the Niners are just, five chapters in front of everybody.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be fewer plays where you're like, geez, wrap up. Where were you? Why didn't you fill this gap? What are you doing? I'm not expecting that. But think about this. I don't think Breece fumbles. Lazard might drop a third down pass. I think Garrett gets his foot in. I just think that, you know, right. I think the tight ends get a little bit more involved. I think that the Jets offense.
And Conklin did nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I don't think he caught a ball.
One, I think he had did one. He catch one? I think one.
It was one target. Either way, I think the Jets offense, I'm not saying it's going to look amazing.
It was either a target or a catch, right? Because I looked that up yesterday.
I forgot.
Making some moves on the waiver wire.
Oh.
Well, I had Conklin as my tight end.
As a starting tight end?
As one. No, I had stupid... I was doing the draft at the same time as something else. I had Evan Ingram, who I can't stand.
Evan Ingram's good.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
He actually had one good spot.
Yeah, I don't want Evan Ingram. Anyway, so I had Conklin, who I think could be... They're going to use Conklin.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any plays.
But he's never going to catch 70 passes. Yeah. He doesn't have that. You know, maybe, you know, 45 to 55. Either way, I just think it's a better offensive showing. I do think Rodgers gets him in the end zone at least twice, maybe three.
Ben is in Middletown. What's up, Ben?
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good.
So, I think for this week, I mean, like you said, we'll give them a pass on last week. It's the Niners, right? The offense didn't really play much at all in the preseason. But this week has to be a rebound on all sides of the ball. Offense, defense, coaching, right? I think Salah definitely got out-coached. I think we're going to see a big rebound all across the board. Otherwise, you got to start asking some serious questions from the top down.
Yeah. See, I'm with you, Ben, and thank you for the call. That's what I'm looking for this weekend, BT. And I get wanting to lower the expectations. Like, do they have to win by 30 points? No, but they need to be significantly better than what they showed on Monday night, especially against a team that, even though the Titans may be better than I think, just dismissing them.
Mm-hmm.
Although, again, I don't know, what was it? You know what their win total was, expected win total coming in?
I don't have it in front of me.
It can't be more than 6.5. Hoff, can you look that up?
I think it may have been 7. I could be off on that,
well,
but
whatever.
In the neighborhood.
The point is, they're nowhere near the 49ers. I need to see significant improvement every area of the game.
I think you will.
Otherwise, it's going to be a problem come Monday.
I think you will. I just don't know that it's going to be enough where, you know, it's just this destruction. You know, this team has not been together.
I don't know if I like this version of you. I'll be the realist with the Jets. I want you to be pumped up about this team.
Well, listen, one thing that I've learned is, especially in this sport, baseball less, you know, chemistry matters. And
yeah.
I know we want to microwave it and, you know, let Rodgers, you know, throw for 4 touchdowns and 320. Can you give these guys a chance to learn how to play with each other? And everybody, you know, it's not just Rodgers, obviously Tyron Smith, but Simpson is new. Vera Tucker's coming off a serious injury. Just give them time to evolve.
Right.
But
how much time? I mean, how long does that take? Especially for a team that we're talking about winning the division. They don't got much time.
Well, I mean, I think it depends. Number one, do they win on Sunday? If they don't, how good do they look against the Pats? Like, it's kind of, this is a boring sports radio answer. I'm gonna give that to you. It's not a good provocative answer. It's boring.
Titans, by the way, 6.5 is their under.
All right, 6.5, 7. Yeah. There you go. So it's not provocative, but it's imperative to weave this in with football. Scores don't matter as much as performance and trends and upside and chemistry.
I agree with that.
So let's give them a little time to get some of the aforementioned things that whatever I just said.
I agree with that, but they better look significantly better than what they did. Joe is in Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
You too, man.
Look, thanks, man. I agree with you, BT. I look at this defense, BT, and I see they lost JFM, they lost Huff, Al Woods, Quentin Jefferson's over 20 sacks. And they replaced it with Kinlaw. That's it.
Yeah.
And Reddick.
Well, Reddick's not here.
Yeah, well,
I'm worried about them getting a pass rush. I mean, they got nothing last week. I mean, you watch Kinlaw play on the All-22. He got no penetration at all.
Yeah. How about Will McDonald?
Jeez. Yeah, Will McDonald's horrible. Come on.
Yep.
I mean, Clemens, you know,
I think
like
Clemens can be a player. I like Clemens.
He's okay. He's fine.
But he is. But, guys, I don't know where they're getting. And Sal, they blitzed. If you remember that Denver game last year, BT, when they beat Russell Wilson, they blitzed back-to-back plays with Quincy Williams. That's how they won that game.
Mm-hmm.
They blitzed him. He maybe got the strip sack, and they won the game right there. They're going to have to blitz, man. Me and Joe B talk about it all the time. They never blitz. They never blitz.
Well, you trust Robert Saleh to come up with the proper scheme to be able to get after the quarterback with maybe a lesser talent than expected on defense, especially without Reddick.
I mean, it's his calling card, so I expect that the Jets' defense to be better prepared. And listen, we all, I mean, no disrespect. I don't know one person that thinks Robert Saleh's a good coach.
Right.
I think there are some, maybe more than you and I, who think with a better quarterback, you know, he could be good. Nobody's running around saying, man, we got a good coach.
Let me ask you something, though. Do you think he's a good defensive coach?
Well, that's where I was going. Yes, he has been so far, for sure, because his defense has been very good.
I think he's one of the worst head coaches
I do too.
In the league.
I do too.
I stand by that.
Me too.
But if anything, he should be able to figure out how to fix a defense.
Yeah.
He seems confident in that. There is some, you know, resume that shows that, not just as a coordinator, even with the Jets, as you said, as a head coach.
No question.
Their defense has not been the weakest link. It's always been the offense. Problem is the head coach, but at the very least, if there's anything I trust Saleh at, other than staying in shape and running the stairs and all that, like we're talking about coach perspective, it's to get the defense figured out.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, that's an obvious but important statement. What I need to see, and we need to levy some of the blame toward the players who didn't seem incredibly motivated to tackle. Now, that's also, you know, respecting your coach and respecting your teammates and mm-hmm. respecting your job. But I saw a few business decisions the other night, and I didn't see that with Parcells. Yeah, I didn't see that with Herm.
Well,
mostly I didn't see that with Rex. You know,
that's a problem.
You got to hit. It starts with hitting.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.